Intervju Radija Študent.
Ok, v intervju Radija Študent imamo danes tukaj Triclops. Sprav, bend, ko bo danes igral na Metelkovi v Menzi pri Koritu. Vrata se odprejo ob 9, ob 9:30 bo na odru predskupina Kanski, ob 10:30 pa nastopijo Triclops, ki so dva člana, sta tukaj zdaj z mano, basist pa pevc. Za pokušno bomo zdajle poslušali še en komad, ostalo pa naprej, ker se bo za 10 € slišal danes zvečer.
Hello.
Hello.
Triclops. How you get it, name? Where you get this name?
It's just a name.
Just a name.
Yeah, you know, three eyes. A third eye sees all, you know.
Just squeegeed our third eyes. Wide open.
And which song we are listening right now?
Duende War. This is basically a song about how actually it's subtitled Out of Africa, from the album Out of Africa. And it's kind of about how the human race has a tendency to spread everywhere and kill everything that even vaguely competes with it in its path. Mm. We're all out of Africa, you know.
Yeah.
So this is literally about the people coming from coming into the Indonesian area and killing off the little hobbit people they found, the Homo floresiensis. Because they went extinct around the time when modern humans showed up. So
very scientific.
They're still working on the scientific stuff.
Okay. You, Larry.
Yes.
And John, you both were before in Slovenia.
That is true.
You several times.
Yeah.
Larry.
Yes.
With Wiktin's family.
This is true.
How many times?
I think 3 or 4 times at least, or about that, yeah. Depending on whose reports are correct. You said Hellworms was here.
Yeah.
And I know Saturn was here and Victim's family was here 2 or 3 times, so that's 4 or 5 times in Slovenia. So. And it's been amazing every time. We love it. And we're happy to be here now.
Yeah, we have a lot of bands from San Francisco in the 80s here.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they all impact on our scene too. What's going on now in San Francisco?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Always.
You just tell them a lot.
No, there's always good bands.
Yeah, we're really lucky. There's lots of places to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more and more expensive. It's getting harder to live there, but the music scene's still thriving very much.
Greaseon's a really good band from San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's think of a few other amazing ones.
There's like Hank Four. Yeah. There's the whole Saviors. Everyone we played The Benefit with. That
yeah,
was a good
yeah.
showing of SF talent.
Absolutely.
Hank Four.
There's almost so many good bands that it's hard to even come up with them off the top of your head.
We heard Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum was just here, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they're more of an East Bay band, but they're Bay Area.
And you're connected. All those bands, you're connected.
Somewhat, yeah.
We've played with them.
Yeah. Yeah, most bands around there have some connection to each other. SF's actually very small, in area at least. So everybody knows each other. Everybody plays in numerous bands, and everybody plays in each other's bands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're getting off the subject.
kind of reminded me of Yubi Anya.
Maybe, yeah, we can
you're wondering?
Have some more talk about your debut album. And you...
Out of Africa?
Triclopses?
Yeah, you recorded for Alternative Tentacles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, well, technically, we recorded it before. We recorded it actually for GSL originally, Gold Standard Labs, and then GSL kind of went out of business, which is a shame because they're a great label. And
you know this label, Gold Standard Laboratories?
It's like the Mars Volta's, yeah. Mars Volta label.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was the original
Locust.
Plan. Yeah, the Locust and
Dead and Gone, all kinds of really great bands. And yeah, that was the original plan, but they went out of business. But they did release a 7-inch of two of the songs as their last record, a 7-inch picture disc. No, that was an earlier EP, uh-huh. And that was on Sick Room in Chicago, and that was the first EP that's a 12-inch picture disc. And then we did a 7-inch picture disc of some of the songs from Out of Africa on GSL. It's called Too Many Humans.
11 songs on 6 formats, isn't it?
11 songs on 6 formats, something like that.
Now we were talking about, there's the toy with the USB drive.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
Somebody just put out the cassette of Out of Africa, and see the 7-inch, the 12-inch, the picture disc.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous, but we're getting ready to do a whole new album
right.
As soon as we get back. We have a whole new album ready to go.
Yeah, and Out of Africa ended up coming out in Alternative Tentacles. Jello really wanted to put it out. He basically hunted us down and shook us
from death, kind of.
Yeah, he would yank us out of bed and shake us to put it out. So
he's been a fan from the beginning.
Yeah.
But it worked out in his favor this time.
I read on the internet about very special media how you released your album, this toy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we like getting weird with the media. Picture discs, all the vinyl is colored, and we have CDs included with the vinyl and the toy.
Yeah.
Which is done by Star Cleaner.
Which, of course, is an effort to get people to still buy stuff from us so they don't just download it for free. But, you know, not just to be capitalist, but to have something interesting that you can actually hold and is cool to look at and, you know.
Has some artistry.
Yeah, and we're involving as many artists as we can, too, in our area. So it's cool. It's
yeah, the toy was Shellhead, who along with Jen Shagwat, runs Star Cleaner Records in Brooklyn. They're in this great band called Shell Shag. And he really just wanted to be involved in putting out a toy for us. He said he brought it up to us when we played in Brooklyn, and we said that sounds really, really great. Maybe we'll talk to Alternative Tentacles and let them know that we're going to do this for a limited release, like 50 of the toys. It's all molded, sculpted plastic. He hand molds them and sculpts them and paints them.
Hand painted everything. They take a really long time.
I think they're about 8 inches tall.
We should describe this sculpture for listeners because we are not on TV.
Well, it's a little cave. It's about an 8-inch tall.
It's a lot like this, except this big.
Well, yeah.
for you
if you could
listeners.
Just see this.
8-inch.
It's about 8 inches tall, caveman with a club. And then you pull the top off the club. And inside is a USB drive, a little flash drive, and that has the entire album, a bunch of extra stuff, 2 videos, one of which is exclusive to the DVD or to the USB club, and a whole bunch of additional stuff, the like artwork and all kinds of neat stuff, and it actually is it's really, really cool. You can use the extra space for your own your own purposes too as a USB drive afterwards. The only problem is we don't actually have any with us on tour because he's got orders for about, I think, 8 to 10 of them, and he's only been able to make about 4 or 5 so far because it takes a long time. So he's got a little backlogged, but he will get to it. And if you wanted to order one from him, you can go to starcleaner.com on the internet and you can order one from him.
But you don't have any.
We don't have any with us because we don't even have one ourselves.
We don't even have one. there's 4 in existence right now.
But we have a lot of other stuff with us. We have all the picture discs. We have all the CDs. We have all the vinyl, all this neat stuff. A bunch of different t-shirts, sweatshirts, all this cool stuff.
Okay, maybe we'll get back one step.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll now hear Victim's Family song.
We're more than merchandise.
Blaž, nam boš kar zavrtil Victim's Family. Okay, we heard Victim's Family.
That's enough.
Larry.
Some good stuff.
Do you remember this song?
Yeah, of course.
I was a fan for a long time.
And what emotions are evoked?
Emotions involved in hearing this song? I don't know. I really love this song. I really do. It's one of the fun ones to play. Great lyrics. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about that. It's one of Ralph's great songs, I think. I love Creepy People. It's 21 years old now.
21-year-old Creepy People.
Yeah.
They're the best. I hope there's a lot of them around tonight.
But yeah, if anybody was a fan of that band, I think you'd be into what's going to happen tonight. It's pretty different, but also I think
coming from the same place, though.
Yeah, I think you know, definitely a similar energy level, similar musicianship. You know, every song's kind of different. You never know what to expect.
Similar dedication to dissonance and weirdness.
Unpredictable ball of energy. Our singer.
So is this guy. We all bounce around a lot, and we all do all kinds of crazy stuff.
And it's a lot of fun. Try to include everyone in the show as well.
Yeah, there's not much of a wall between the band and the audience.
So, a lot of fun tonight.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of weird textures and sounds, and some good songs.
Psychedelic
in a punk way.
Yeah. Cool.
Psychedelic like scratch acid, not like the Doors.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you
for your interview. It's the end of our time here.
Oh,
now.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you
for
having
us. Please come down.
Come down tonight.
Menza
Prikoritu. It starts at 9:00. I think Kansky plays at 9:30.
Oh yeah.
And we play a little bit at 10:30.
Yeah.
So should be really good.
Okay, kukar je že Johna povedal, danes ob 9 se vrata odprejo.
And say hi.
Menza Prikoritu. Ob pol desetih Kanski nastopijo, ob pol enajstih pa Triclops, ki smo jih pravkar slišali v intervju R.H. Hvala za poslušanje. Adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.